Okay. Today's daf Nun Hey. We're actually going to try to do more than Nun Hey today because we're going to try to make up for Tisha B'Av. So we'll see how far we get. We'll certainly do Nun Vav and Aleph and a little bit of Nun Vav and Beis. And then on tomorrow we'll finish Nun Vav and we'll do Nun Zayin. And then Friday, if Mashiach has not come by then, we'll be back to date with Nun Ches. Back to date. That's our plan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Lila Nishma's Peril Bas of Arya Leib, and David Svi Ben Dov Mordechai. So we're on the Dalal Amid Beis by the two dots. Today's daf is a regular daf. There's nothing crazy to speak out, nothing fascinating to speak out, just regular. We're back to earth. So the Mishnah had said, Nadalas Adam Mimisha Mamaris Bo. The Kohen Gadol would take the dam of the par from the person that had been stirring it. And because the person was stirring it, he'd been stirring it for a while to make sure it didn't congeal. And now the Kohen Gadol would take it, and he would take it back into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he would sprinkle it in the direction of the Aron Kodesh. In order to understand this Gemara, we're going to look at two psukim, but first the Gemishna had said he would sprinkle it like a matzleif. So my kamatzleif, what does that mean, like a matzleif? So Machve Rav Yehuda demonstrated kiminagdina, like a whip. Rashi explains, when somebody had to get whipped, when somebody had to get malchus, they would start at the shoulders, and they would each whipping would be a little bit lower than the one before. So Rashi says, same thing. They would start at the top, and each sprinkler would be a little lower than the one before. Others say, it just means the hand movement was like a whip, like up and down. Up, and like when you whip something, when you want to whip something, you take your hand up, you take the whip up, and then you strike it down. Either way, that's what it is. Now, for the next Gemara, we need to look at two psukim in Parshas Achrimos. It's the beginning of Achrimos, Perak Tezayin, Pasuk Yudalit and Tezvav. Pasuk Yudalit says as follows. V'lokach midam apar, and the Kohen Gadol will take the dam of the par, v'hiza be'etzba'o, and he will sprinkle with his finger, al pnei hakapores, on the face of the kapores, kedma, on the east, v'lifnei hakapores, which the Gemara is going to translate to mean, and below, v'lifnei hakapores, and in front of the kapores, yazeh sheva pa'amim, he will sprinkle seven times, min hadam, from the blood, be'etzba'o, with his finger. So, Pasuk Yudalit is talking about the sprinkling of the par, and it only tells you the sprinklings below. How many? Seven. What about the sprinklings above? It doesn't say. How many? The pasuk doesn't say. The next pasuk says, "V'shachar es seir hachatas asher la'am," and the Kohen Gadol will shach the chatas that was for the people, the seir l'Hashem. "V'hevi es damo al beis laparoches," bring the dam into the Kodesh Kedoshim. "V'asa es damo kasher asa l'dam hapar," and he will do to the blood like what the same thing he did to the par. Then the pasuk says, "V'hiza oso," and he will sprinkle on it al hakapores, which is a reference to the top. "V'lifnei hakapores," and also "V'lifnei hakapores," also on the bottom. How many times will he sprinkle on the bottom? It doesn't say. How many times does he sprinkle on top? Once. So the par tells you the lower sprinklings, seven. And the power tells you the lower sprinklings. No, the power tells you only lower is seven, and the seir, the Torah says one on top. How many on bottom for the seir? We don't know. How many on top for the power? We don't know. So those are the two psukim, and now we can start the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. First of all, Tana. First of all, the Brisa says kishu maze, when this sprinkling would take place. There was no requirement that the blood had to hit the aron, that the blood had to hit the kaporeth. You didn't have to sprinkle it in such a way that the blood hit the aron. No, didn't have to do that. Ella kineged uv yishal kaporeth. It was just in front of the thickness of the kaporeth, meaning the dam could fall on the floor. As a matter of fact, it was supposed to fall on the floor, just in that direction. Kishu mazeh lamala. When you would sprinkle up, right, we said, there's one above and seven below. One above and seven below. The one is only mentioned by the seir, the seven is only mentioned by the par. We're going to say that they, everything applies to everything. But that's what the Torah says. Any, what? We're going to see it in a minute. It's the whole Amud Aleph. So when you kishumaza lamala, when you sprinkled above, mitzade yado lamata, he would have his hand go starting lamata. Some say like throwing underhand. So some say this means when you throw underhand, you start lamata and you go lamala. You start below and you go higher. Right? That's what the Kohen Gadol would do. And lamata, when he wanted to throw the blood lamata. Ukishumata lamata, and wanted to throw lamata mitzadid yad lamala. He would have his hand go in an upward direction, like starting on top and then sprinkling down. Okay, menahani mili. How do you know? The Gemara wants to know. How do you know that you would not have the blood touch the aron? How do you know that? We start off by saying the blood wouldn't touch the aron. How do you know? So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Kra. The pasuk says. Vehiza oso al hakapores vilifnei hakapores. Al hakapores is on top, and lifnei hakapores is a reference to the bottom. 1 and 7. Lo yomer lamata b'seir. There was no reason for the Torah to say, and your sprinklings for the seir were below. The Torah didn't tell me how many below, but even still, the Gemara says the Torah didn't have to say a word. Why not? The lo tzarich. Well, not necessary. The gamar mimata de par, because we're going to learn out the lower sprinklings of the seir were just the same as the lower sprinklings of the par. They go hand in hand the same. So it was redundant for the Torah to tell me that there was a sprinkling below by the seir. I know it anyway. I learned it out of the par. What? We're going to see in a minute. Why can't we learn the pasuk literally? It's a good question. We're going to see in a minute. It's all going to become clear. By the time we get to the two dots, it'll all become clear. These few lines are very difficult. So, the Torah says, V'hiza oso, I'll go back, V'hiza oso al ha-kaporas, v'lefnei ha-kaporas. Al is a reference to, al means on, and lefnei means in front of. The Gemara assumes that the al means on the top, the upper sprinkling, and the lefnei means the 7 lower sprinklings. And it says, so the Gemara says, lo yomar lamata b'se'ir. It was not necessary for the Torah to tell me there's going to be a lower sprinkling by the seir. The lo tzarech. It's not necessary. The gomar mimata the par, because I'll learn that out from the lower sprinklings of the par. So it was not necessary for the Torah to say that. The Torah could have left out the words v'lefnei akaporas. The Torah could have left out those words by the seir in pasuk tes vav. Lama nemar. So why is it there? La kushe al lilifnei, to tell me that al and lifnei are the same. Ma lifnei to lav al. Lifnei doesn't mean on. Lifnei means in front of. Af al de lav al. So too, the word al doesn't mean al. The word al doesn't mean on. The word al means in front of. So the Gemara says, adarama, the exact opposite. The exact right. So that's since it's extra words, those extra words teach me it should not be on the kapores. It doesn't have to hit the aron in front of. So the Gemara says adaraba, just the opposite. Lo yomer lamala bapar. It was not necessary for the Torah to tell me that there was going to be an upper sprinkling by the par. Why not the lo tzara? Because that's not necessary either. The gamar mimala the seir, because we're going to learn that out from the upper sprinkling of the seir, which we're going to do in 5 minutes. Lama nemar. So why was it mentioned? Why is it extra? So it's extra for the exact opposite reason. La kushe lifnei la'al, to compare before to on. Ma'al al mamish. The word al means mamish, on. So too af lifnei. So too lifnei, which is a lower sprinkling. Al mamish means on. It's Yoni's question. Goes both ways. So why are you picking one over the other? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Hi, mai. That doesn't make any. Your two sides are not the same. I amrit bishloma lamata de seir. I understand why you tell me that the lower sprinkling by the seir is redundant, and therefore, since it's written la kushe, therefore it's written to tell me that they're all the same, and that they don't require sprinkling on the aron. I understand that. Lamala the par mi boyale. But the upper sprinkling of the par, I need that. I need it for an entirely unrelated rule. Because the Tanya Debay Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I need it for his rule. The Tanya Debay Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Al Pnei HaKapores. When it says, Al Pnei HaKapores by the par, Kedma, and then it says the word Kedma, Zeh Bona Av Kolamakom. This is a model for the rest of the Torah, Shenemar Pnei, that when it says Pnei on the face of, Eina Ela Kadim, it's an eastern direction. Therefore, I can't learn, it can't be that the upper sprinkling of the par was extra, because I'm going to learn it out of the Seir. So why is it written? It's written to tell me that it must be specifically on? No. I need that for a different limud. What? But maybe he's standing east. What does it mean east? Ella, Iyamarta Lamala the par, La Kushe. But if you're going to tell me that the upper sprinkling of the par is extra, and therefore it's written to tell me that you must sprinkle mamish on the aron, then Lamata the Seir Lamayasa. So then why did the Torah go out of its way and say lower sprinklings by the Seir? That's entirely redundant. Since there's no reason for that, therefore it must be that the limud is the other way. The upper sprinkling of the par I need for this other din, and the lower sprinkling of the par is to tell me that it doesn't have to touch the actual aron. Now, everything we just learned is very complicated. Now the Gemara is going to flesh it out in a much simpler way. If the lines we just did would be at the bottom of the page, it would be a breeze. Now we'll start. Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa says, V'hiza oso al hakapores v'lefnei hakapores. The Torah says that you should sprinkle V'hiza oso al hakapores v'lefnei hakapores. That pasuk is written by the Seir. That pasuk is written by the Seir. So what does it say? V'hiza oso al hakapores. You should sprinkle it al hakapores, one sprinkling on top. And by the way, v'lefnei hakapores, also sprinkle on the bottom. We don't know how many sprinkle on the bottom. How many is that? So the Gemara says, lamadnu, we learn from here, kama lamala b'se'ir, how many sprinklings are done on the top of the aron with the se'ir? Achas, one. Lamata b'se'ir, what about lamata b'se'ir? It just said, the Torah just says in a very cryptic way, v'lefnei hakapores. And two sprinklings of the hakapores, how many? Any idea? We don't know. Any idea, comma? We don't know how many. How many done? So we have to do the following discussion. Nemru damim lamata. It says that there should be sprinklings over here. Nemru damim lamata bapar. By the par, it does say that there should be seven sprinklings on below. Nemru damim lamata b'seir. And it says there should be a sprinklings by the seir, but we don't know how many. It's an anonymous number. Ma lamata bapar sheva. Just like the lower sprinklings of the par are seven, Ath Lamata B'Seir Sheva. So too, the anonymous number of sprinklings by the Seir should be seven. Make a comparison. Right? Oh, or, therefore, how many would be by the, how many lower sprinklings would there be by the Seir? Seven. Oh, or, Klach L'Derech Zu. You can learn it the exact opposite way. Nemru damim lamala b'se'ir. It says you should sprinkle one time above by the se'ir, b'se'ir achas. I'm sorry. Nemru damim lamata b'se'ir, and it says you should sprinkle below. We don't know how many, but let's say mal lamala b'se'ir achas, ach lamata b'se'ir achas. Just like by the se'ir, it's one above. So too by the se'ir, it should be one below. So what's a better way to learn? But that's going to be the answer. But before we get to that, we have both limudim. I can compare it to the par, and I can compare it to itself. Nira lami domeh. What's better? What's a better way to learn? Dun in mata mi mata? Should we learn lower to lower? Meaning seven, like the par. The ain't dun in lamata lamala. And don't compare the lower to the upper of the seir. Adrab, just the opposite. Dun in gufo mi gufo. You stay within the same animal. Stay within the seir. V'ein don in gufo mi alma. What are you bringing in a par from left field for? So we don't know which way to go. Talmud Lomar. That's why the Torah says Va'asa es damo kasher asel dam hapar. Torah says Va'asa es damo kasher asel dam hapar. You do for the seir whatever you did for the par. Which means kol asios shavos. All the sprinklings, all the dealings should be the same. Kishem shalamata b'par sheva, just like the lower sprinklings of the par are seven, kach lamata b'seir sheva. So too, the lower sprinklings of the seir are seven. Lamadnu kama lamata, fine, stop. So that's the end. So we know that the seir had seven below because it's compared to the par, and the par had seven below. Torah? We can never ask like, why the Torah say it this way, because the whole shas is like that, right? Like why did the Torah say it straight out? For practically ever that pay everything, right? That's what Torah Shabbat pay is. So the Torah has, does it, but it does say an extra word, an extra line there. Due to the power, whatever you did to the due to the seir, whatever you did to the power, so the same. Lamadnu. Kama lamata b'par b'seir, sheva. So how many sprinklings were below? Sheva, seven. Lamala b'par, what was the upper number of sprinklings done by the par? That, any idea. We don't know kama, how much it was. All the Torah says is over there, v'lochach midam ha'par, v'hizah be'etzba'o al p'rei ha'kaporis kedma. Doesn't say how many. V'lefnei ha'kaporis, but below, yadeh sheva pa'amim min adam be'etzba'o, seven times. So how many times upper? We have no clue. Torah doesn't say. It's already done. Let's make the following discussion. Nemru damal lamala b'seir. It says there should be one sprinkling above by the goat. V'nemru damal lamala b'par. And it says an anonymous number of sprinklings by the dam, by the upper dam of the par. Ma lamala b'seir echas. Just like by the goat, it's one. Same exact analysis. Af lamala b'par echas. Just so too, the number of sprinklings above by the par should be one. Oh, or klachu derech zu. Do it the other way. Namru damu lamata b'par by the lower sprinklings of the par. It says seven. So therefore, there should be seven sprinklings above by the par. Same thing. Nira l'midome. What's better? Dona and lamala mimala. Should we be done? Should we compare upper to upper? The sa'ir was one. The par should be one. They ain't done a lamala mimata, and don't compare upper to lower, but within the par. Adram, just the opposite. Done in gufo mi gufo. Compare the guf of the par itself to the upper guf of the par itself. Just like it's seven, the upper sprinkling should also be seven. They ain't done a gufo mi alma, and don't compare the par to the seir from left field. Therefore, Talmud Omer, therefore, that's why the pasuk says, for asa es damo kasher asa. Now the Gemara says, "Shein Talmud Lomar Kasher Asa." So that's extra. It could have just said, "Va'asa Et Damo L'Dam HaPar." By the Seir, it should "Va'asa Et Damo L'Dam HaPar." You should do to this dam like you did to the dam of the par. Why does it say "Va'asa Et Damo Kasher Asa" like you did? It's extra. "Shein Talmud Lomar Kasher Asa." Uma Talmud Lomar Kasher Asa. Why does it add those extra two words? "Sheyiyu Kol Asiyosav Shavos." All the sprinklings should be identical. Kishem shalamata b'par sheva, just the seven below by the par. Kach lamata b'seir sheva, so too the seven below by the goat. Kishem shalamala b'seir achat, so that there's one sprinkling above by the seir. Kach lamata b'par achat, so too there's one sprinkling above by the par. So they all go the same. They're all the same. Now that we said this whole limud at the beginning of the Gemara is much very simple. Right, the Gemara was started off as a very hard Gemara. That which one is the model? Fine, because it relates to this. Right, which one's the model? So we said the seir is the model, and that's how you know that it shouldn't be on the mizbeach, on the aron. It should be in front of the aron. And that's the story that the sprinkling. If it did all the mefarshim day, if the blood happened to hit the aron, it's not a psul. But that wasn't the ideal. But the parochas we'll get to later.
Let's see how Kasher Asher tells you here is here to the par. But how does Kasher Asher tell you here?
Because that's what the extra words are for. The extra words go both ways. Right. It's exactly the point. The first time the Gemara didn't mention those extra words. Because the first time it makes sense. It's a normal pasuk. That's exactly the point. So the only vart I sort of speak out over here is, like, what's this whole idea of 1 and 7? So the idea is, the Ramah says the 1 is Hashem, and the 7 are the 7 names of the Satan. Satan apparently has 7 names. I didn't know that, but he has 7 names. I'm not sure what the names are. Satan, Malach HaMaves, Yetahara. So it's we're sprinkling 1 above, 1 for Hashem, and then 7 below. We have to deal with the Yetahara. And that's some trying to give some idea about exactly what's going on here. Okay, next. The Mishnah had said that when the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle, he would count. Achas, achas v'achas, achas b'shtayim. Right, 1, 1 and 1, 1 and 2. It's a very funny way. It's a very funny way of counting. When we said the Mishnah, we didn't even mention anything about it because the Gemara discusses it right now. Tanur Rabbanan, achas, achas v'achas, achas b'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamish, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Divrei Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda Omer, exact opposite. Achas, achas v'achas, shtayim v'achas, shalosh v'achas, arba v'achas, chamesh v'achas, sheish v'achas, sheva v'achas. You put the new number first, right? V'lo pligi, but there's no machlokas here. Mar ki asrei, umar ki asrei. They all held what was normal in their town. How do you count in Hebrew? When you want to count 21, Rashi says. When you want to count 21, esrim v'achas, esrim v'shtayim. Or you could count shtayim v'esrim, shalosh v'esrim. It can go both ways. So depending on your, depending on the neighborhood, right? The kulei alma, everybody holds mihas hazar rishona tzricha minyan im kol achas v'achas. Everybody holds that the first sprinkling, which was above, everybody holds it had to be counted in all 7 subsequent sprinklings. Everybody agrees to that. My time of why? It's a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Omer, shlo yata ba'azos. You shouldn't make a mistake in your countings. Rashi says, because it gives you a second extra to think, where am I up to? Other Mepharshim say, we couldn't count 1 through 8, because the 7 had to be a special unit. And it couldn't be 8. That's not a unit. It's 8. So you were forced to count this way to include the 1 of the above and not to make a mistake in the counting of the below. Therefore, you count it in this funny way. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, it's a pasuk. It says, the same pasuk we've been talking about the whole day, v'lefnei ha-kaporis yazeh. It says, v'lefnei ha-kaporis yazeh. That's an extra word because it already said, v'lelech midama par v'hiza v'etzbo. You should sprinkle v'hiza v'etzbo. Then it says, al p'nei ha-kaporis kedmo, l'fnei ha-kaporis yazeh shevav avim. What's yazeh shevav avim? It already said yazeh. It already said sprinkling. Shein talmud lomer yazeh, umat talmud yomer yazeh, li made al hazor rishona. It's the first one, should tzricha minyan im kalachas v'yachas. It has to be included in each and every one. So my benayu, what's the difference between the two shitos? Is it a pasuk? Or is it just a rationale? The difference is, it could benayu, the lo mona, you didn't count, but the lo top, but you didn't make a mistake. You have to count over? According to the pasuk, you do. It's a pasuk. According to the one, that the only reason you count in this way is to make a mistake, you shouldn't make a mistake. So yeah, you didn't make a mistake. That would be a difference. That would be a difference. So what do we do? How do we count? Let's say, for example, we're counting Sfiras Omer. What do we say? We say, let's say it's the 22nd day of the Omer. We say, Hayom Shnayim V'Esrim Yom. Right? Shlosha V'Esrim, above V'Esrim. Right? We count the new one first. That's like who? That's like a Yehuda. That's like a Yehuda. Right? So some say, but when we do the Machzor on Yom Kippur, we're passing like a mayor. Right? It's a Mishnah like a mayor. So we don't even practice that way. The only other discussion this comes up is when you're writing a get. What year do you write? How do you write the year? Right? Do you write it the way we just said, like Sfiras HaOmer, or the other way? Do you put the let's say it's the 5-7, what's today? 6-7. So do you write the 6 before the 7 or the 7 before the 6? Right? And the next year is 5-7-6-8. Do you write the 6 before the, right? 6 before the 8 or the 8 before the 6? Right? So the Mepharshim say it'll be kosher no matter what you end up doing. Even though there is a Hakpada. I don't know. What? What'd you say? Right. Right. But so the Mepharshim explained, when it comes to a get, it'll be kosher no matter what, however you do it. But by Sefirot HaOmer, we've all adopted Rav Yehuda. Even though apparently when it comes to the Yom Kippur, we didn't hold like Rav Yehuda. Just interesting. Right. So right. So Rashi said that the idea is, do you focus on the prat or do you focus on the klal? Right. Do you focus the klal is the number that doesn't change, and the prat is the number that does change. That's the machlokas. So right. It doesn't seem to be this. It's not this is colossal machlokas. There aren't any ramifications. Okay. Next. Yatzav yinicho al kan zav shebehechol. He then, what did he do? After he finished sprinkling the dam of the par, the coin bottle came outside, and he put the bowl on the stand in the heichel. Then he went to take the seir, he slaughtered it, he brought the blood inside, sprinkled that, came back outside. There was nowhere to put this blood, because we said that according to Behuda, there was only one stand. So what did he do? He then picked up the other blood to put it down, right? Because he couldn't put it down anywhere. So we're going to try to bring a discussion now from other areas in Kachim. Why Rabbi Huda didn't want another stand there? What was his problem with having another stand there? To make it easier for the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, Tanan Hassam. We learned elsewhere, Rabbi Huda says, Lo hayu shofros l'kinei chova. They were not supposed to be shofros. Shofros were collection boxes, like pushkas, that were in the Yazara, and people would donate money, they'd put the money in there, for whatever different purposes that they wanted. So Rabbi Huda holds, there shouldn't be shofros, L'kinei chova. If you had to bring a pair of birds for a chov, one of them is a chatas, and one of them is an ola. They are performed differently on the mizbeach. Different avodas are done to the chatas and the ola. Since it's a chov, he didn't allow any pushkas for a chov in the azara. Only for voluntary. And if it's a voluntary, there'll only be olos. Why? Why not? So what are the chovos? A woman has a baby, a zav, a zava. Somebody enters the base of the Mikdash in their tummy. So there were certain karbanos, you had to bring it. You had to bring it. But he didn't want it to be a pushka there. Why not? Why not? But Maitai Ruvas, because he was afraid it was going to get mixed up. What's getting mixed up? Maitai Ruvas, Amir of Yosef, Maitai Ruvas, Chova bin Adava. People are going to put the money for a Chova in the Adava box. The Adava boxes were only used for Olos. Your Chatas is never going to be brought. Or the opposite. Someone's going to take the nadava money put into that box. They're going to buy a chatas for the guy. He didn't want a chatas. He doesn't need a chatas. It was a donation. So because of this mix-up, don't have those boxes in there. What are those boxes in there? Very simple. Someone will have baya. So for Nevid, what kind of reason is that? For Nevid Shrei, make two boxes. For Nichtov Alayhu, and write on it, hide the chova, hide the nadava. Right on the box. This is for a chov, this is for the dava. Nobody will get mixed up. Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara says, you know why? That wouldn't work for Rabbi Yehuda. You know why? Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva. That's not going to make a difference if you write on it. No one's going to know. No one knows what you write. Less like Siva. Rashi says, ain't some canal kach. You can't rely on a warning. Why not? The zimnen, the lavadaite, leyune big Siva. No one looks at that. No one's going to look at that. They come in, they just run in, they throw the money in the pushka. They don't look what it says. Therefore, it wouldn't work to write what the pushkas are for. Therefore, don't have chova pushkas in there. You won't have any problems. All the pushkas are going to be for the dava. Yeah? What? Yes, he was blind. Right. So, actually, I saw last night the Minchas Yitzchak had a shaila about putting up posters in front of a cemetery, like to warn the Kahanim. Like, would they look at it? Would they notice it? People don't look. In Tzokhan Al Aksiva. So, anyway, the Tnan, Rabbi Yehuda is very consistent. Because Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is in our Mishnah, Lo Ha Yisham El Kanecha Bavad. Kanecha, there's only one stand. Right? Why? Shrei my time below. Why didn't he have two? He showed them a Chalfi. Because they're going to mix up the bowls. Where did I put the seer bowl? Was it on that one or that one? I'm not going to know. Therefore, only have one. You won't run into problems. It's harder than Kohen Gadol. That's better than running into problems. So, simple question. V'nevid trei, make two. V'lichtov alayhu, and write on it. Hide the par, hide the seer. Ella, what do you see? Well, Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva. Rabbi Yehuda's not interested in writing. He's consistent by the Pushkin. He's consistent here. What? But when? By the Seir? Because there was no time lid. He took the Seir, he slaughtered it, and he immediately took the blood inside.
So
oh, because it's a very short time. It's a very short time. It's a very short time, that's why. Well, first of all, he did the sprinklings. He went outside, put it down, went to the pyre, went to the Seir. It was a very short time. They weren't Choshesh. So the Gemara says, what, you mean to tell me that Behuda is not Choshesh, that Behuda doesn't allow Ksiva? I'll show you what he does. Meisvei. Shlosh Esrei Shofar Tahayim HaMikdash. This is Chazar from Shkal. There were 13 pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash. For Yekosei V'lehen. And they were written on them the following labels. Tikkun Chadatin, New Shkalim, that people don't donate, supposed to be in Adar, if you're late, you're late. Tikkun Chatikin, very old from the previous year. For that, people would want to get last year. They didn't do it last year for whatever reason. That they would use to upkeep the Beis HaMikdash, to upkeep the city of Yerushalayim. The Kedin, the Gozli Ola, different birds, Ola birds only. The Eitzim, Wood, the Lavona, Vizav, like Apores, Manadonid Gold. The Shisha, Lunadava. And the six others were Stam Nadava. Rashi says the six corresponded to the six Bate Avos. Right? Each week, a different family, a different mishmar of Kahanim worked. One day a week, each family worked. Shabbos, they all worked. So there were six corresponding to each day of the week. Not Shabbos. And every day, the extra Nadavas would be done by that family. So for that, there were six. Like, why 13 out of the blue? Now, there was a reason for it. Each family had one. Tikkun Chadatin, what's the new Shkalim? Elu Shkalim Shalchal Hashana Vashana. That's the donation of the Shkalim Machzah Shekel every year. Tikkun Atikin, that what's the old Shkalim? Mishalo Shakal Ashtakid. If you forgot to do it last year, Yishkalo Shavah Habas, so do it now. Kanan, what's Kanan? Birds? Hare Torah, those are doves. Gozli Ola, Pain B'nei Yonah. Those are B'nei Yonah. Torah is, different kinds of birds. Pigeons. B'nei Yonah, those are B'nei Yonah. For Kulot Olos. And they're all Olos. Why? Because Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. There were no Chovos in the Avzara. He didn't allow it because he was scared of mixing up. But what do you see? He allowed writing. There were writing on it. That's not the reason he didn't allow writing. That he didn't allow Chova Pushkas. It had nothing to do with writing. He doesn't mind about writing. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to say, so why couldn't there be two stands? We're going to ask that tomorrow. But back to this one. So that wasn't, that's the reason, had nothing to do with writing. So why did he not allow two? Why did he not allow a pushka that said for chovos? You know why? Ki asur of dimi, amar, ami b'mareva, gzera mishum chatas shemesu baila. Because we're afraid we're going to have a situation where where a person's going to donate money for the chatas, he's going to put it in the pushka. The prices were fixed, so the kahanim would go into the pushka, take out the money, buy the animal, the bird, and say whoever it's for. Whoever put this in, it's going to be effective. So by a chatas, maybe he died. And the halacha is that if he dies, the animal has to go for misa, the money has to go for misa, the money has to go to the Yam HaMelech. You can't even throw it into a different river. Somebody will find it. It's got to go to the Yam HaMelech. Nobody goes there. No boats are there. No travelers. Throw it in there. It'll become totally ruined. That's it. So therefore, that's why there's no bach for chovos. What if he dies? As the old Mefarshim point out, there's no bach for regular animals, because for regular animals you have to do smicha. You can't be anonymous. Only by birds it could be such a thing. There's no smicha by birds. So I could put the $5 in, I go home, and it was effective for me because the Kohen had me in mind. He doesn't know who I am. It doesn't make a difference. So that's why it can't be. That's why it can't be done by chatas birds. Because what if he died? What if the guy died? So the guy says, what if he died? Michai Shinan? We're choshish for that. For Atnan, Hashaleh chatas from Medina Tayam. If somebody sends a chatas from overseas, Makriven also bechetkas shukayim. It's a chazaka. He's alive. Even if it's from China, it's a chazaka. The guy's alive. So here we're worried about someone dying. Such a far-fetched chashash. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela mishum chatas shemesu ba'ala vadek. No, we know someone died. We know he died. We just don't know whose money it is. So therefore, that's why he didn't want chova boxes. What if someone's going to vadai die? Not a chashash, maybe someone who put pushka money died. No, we know someone died. We don't know his, he didn't write his name on the money. So we don't know whose money it is. So therefore, we're going to run into a problem. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? V'nivra arba zuzi. Take out four zuz, which was the price of the bird. Take out four zuz. V'nishri b'maya, and throw that away. Take out any four, and throw it away. So the Gemara says, you can't do that. V'hanach nishteru, and the rest will be in there, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Yehuda lets lay brera. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from brera. So we can't take out these $4 and say, these $4 we're going to say retroactively belong to the one who died. That'd be brera. Right, we're going to say today that what retroactively was done is the following. We're going to declare now what was done yesterday. Right? It doesn't hold from that. So we can't take out stam any $4 because he doesn't hold from brera. Therefore, since he doesn't hold from brera, he couldn't take out the $4. Therefore, he couldn't have a situation of a box of chovas in there. So what's going to happen if someone dies? So because of this reason, he didn't have a chova box in there at all. That's the reason. Now, we're going to spend the next few minutes, how do you know he didn't hold from Brera? Right, so all the Mepharshim explained, by the way, each person would put a bag or some kind of packaging for their own money. So my money was never mixed up with someone else's money. That never happened. Each one was individually wrapped, the money. So there was never going to be a mixing up problem. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't hold from Brera, there would never be a mixing up problem within each poor person's money. Just each bag, he doesn't hold from Brera. So, therefore, since he doesn't hold from Brera, that's why it's nothing to do with writing. That we rejected that reason. We see he did have writing on the Pushkins. Why didn't he have the Chover writing? Because of a Brera problem. If you're an Ola, there's no Brera problem. Because Ola doesn't have this rule that you can, okay, so he died, so bring it anyway. It doesn't make a difference. But by Chatas, it's a problem. Therefore, no Chatas Pushkins in the Azara. Now, for Yehuda, Manolam, how do you know you don't hold from Brera? How do you know? Ilema mehadetnan. If it's because of the following. Okay? Halokeach yayin mibein akusim. Let's say somebody buys wine from Kusim, and it's right before Shabbos. Erev Shabbos im chashecha. And the Kusim weren't mafresh anything. Right? Not like the before she pointed out. Not like an Amma Aretz who's mafresh truma, who just don't know if he's mafresh anything else. A Kusim, not even truma, they're mafresh. Nothing. Now, it's before Shabbos. You want to be mafresh the wine because you want to drink it on Shabbos. But you don't have any kelim. You don't have anywhere to put the wine. You don't have anywhere to take this truma and put it somewhere else. You don't have any other kelim. So what do? Omeid, you estimate, you get up and you say as follows. V'omer, shnei lugin shani osid lahafresh. Two lugin that I am going to be mafresh. When am I going to be mafresh it? I'll do it after Shabbos. Harei hein truma. That's going to be truma. So I have a big barrel and I'm saying two lugin in there are truma. V'asara maiserisho. 10 of it's maiserisho. It's not exactly 10, it's slightly less because you've already taken off truma, but we're rounding off. Tisha now, 9 left, is Meiser Sheni. That's Meiser Sheni. And what do? Umechal, this is according to Rashi, there's a gigantic tosis here. Mechal, be redeemed that Meiser Sheni on money. That money you have. Kalim you don't have. Money you have. So redeem now the Meiser Sheni on money, and then Veshosim Yad. Then you can drink the Meiser Sheni. So do that. That's the Rameir. That's Rameir. Then what are you going to do after Shabbat? After Shabbos, you're going to take a bucket, you're going to get kelim, you're going to go to the store and buy them, and you're going to take out 2 and 10, and you're going to say, this is what I meant when I said yesterday that I'm mafresh the wine. This is what I meant. That's brera. I'm deciding now what I said yesterday, what it should be. Right? Yesterday I didn't mafresh it, it was in a barrel. And I drank the whole Shabbos long. I made sure to leave over enough. And now, after Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, I can retroactively determine what I was mafresh on Friday afternoon. No, so they discussed that. So we're assuming that it was a time when they were not goyim. We didn't treat them as goyim. They're not mafresh truma, because they're lax. But they're not goyim. Right, they don't have the din of goyim yet. So it's not a problem with Yayin Nesach. Now, that's our mayor. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. They say, the Asher. They say, no, this is not going to work. Alma, don't you see, ain't Brera. They don't hold from Brera. They don't hold from Brera. Why? Because they didn't allow you to do this. So the Gemara says, Mimai, who said that's the reason? I have another reason why they didn't allow this. Dilma, maybe, Shani Hasam. Therefore, it's different. Kedikhtani Taima, like the exchange went on over there. Amru lo l'Rameir, they told to Rameir, Iatamoda Shema Yibaka Hanod, maybe the barrel's going to break on Shabbos. And if the barrel breaks, all that wine is going to spill onto the floor. And you know what's going to spill onto the floor? Your truma. And if that happens, what you drank was not tavel. You made kiddush Friday night with this wine. You drank it. What was your cheshbon? Well, tomorrow, after Shabbos, I'm going to take off the truma. But Shabbos morning, the wine, the barrel broke. And all the wines went down the drain. So now what happened? You never gave the truma. So it comes out that you drank tavel. It's a kares. That's why they don't allow it. Nothing to do with Brera. They're afraid it's going to break. And then you ate tevel. You have no Brera, exactly. So what did the Gemara answer? So Rameir answers, Amalahem, Lakisha Yikava, when it breaks, I'll deal with that problem. Meaning, Rashi says, I'm not choshish for that. No, barrels never break. I'm not choshish for that. Therefore, therefore, Meir says, not a problem. I use Brera. It's going to break. It's a very far-fetched chash. I'm not choshish for it. And I let it go. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, no. They held, maybe it's going to break. I was scared you're going to then drink tevel. Therefore, don't do this. Nothing to do with Brera. Nothing to do with Brera at all. Okay, we'll stop now. The Gemara is going to, the next piece is going to prove that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Brera, like we said. And then the Gemara is going to ask, so why didn't he have two stands? If the whole problem has nothing to do with writing, why not two stands? Make it easy for the Kohen Gadol. We'll get to that. So tomorrow, hopefully, we'll do the second half of Nun Vav, and we'll get to the bottom of Nun Zayin, and we'll have a meaningful Tisha B'Av, and Friday we'll come back to Daf Nun Ches. One second, and today's shiur was Ilanishmas. In addition to Peril Bashlom Zalman, Menachem Mendel, Ben Baruch Yehuda, and David Tzvi, Ben Dov Mordechai, sponsored by the Daf. This is totally wrong. Fine. David.